إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم وأصدق القائلين، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final of the messengers to all of humanity. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to stray, there is none to guide aright. Inshallah, before we begin, I'm going to ask you kindly to move up if you see a space in front of you, because the masjid is almost full and we expect more people, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Move up a little bit. So, اليوم إن شاء الله يعني تكلمنا في الخطب الماضية عن رمضان وماذا تعلم من رمضان وحقوق الله وحقوق العباد، والمفروض أن المسلم يعني يحافظ على البالانس أو التوازن بين حقوق الله زي الصلوات والحج إلى آخره والصيام، وبين حقوق العباد معاملتهم بالإحسان والصفحة عن الناس والأمانة والصدق، كل هذه الأمور. إن شاء الله نتكلم اليوم عن موضوع في هذا السياق، وهو يتكلم أو يدور حول مسألة أن الإنسان يعتذر أو يتأسف إذا أخطأ، تمام؟ In the last khutbahs, we spoke about the rights of Allah and the rights of the people, ibadat, worship, salah, sawm, fasting. And we need to keep this balance between the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the people. So you have to be good to people and nice and kind and everything. So today, inshallah, we'll talk about something related to these two aspects, the rights of Allah and the rights of the people. And the title of the khutbah is The Power of Sorry. The Power of Sorry. We are human beings and we make mistakes all the time, day and night, including myself. Because some people think imams don't make mistakes, so believe it or not, we make mistakes too. Yes, in the masjid I'm a nice guy, everything, but come see me when I go play soccer. I go crazy. They call me minister of religion, but when I go to the soccer field, I become a monster. Right? Crazy. So I lose my temper sometimes. We are human beings and we make mistakes, right? So I'm going to start off by this story about one of the imams. It's a true story. One of the brothers said that he was traveling through the airport and he decided to stop by the masjid close to the airport, like this masjid here. So the brother was a bit early. So he said, I'm going to stop by the masjid, pray, then go to the airport. He was taking an international flight. So the imam was late for salah. It says 10:30, the time for iqamah. The imam was 5-7 minutes late. So as soon as he came inside, the brother who was, you know, traveling said, okay, let's go. Chali namaz ada kariye, I need to travel, you know, we don't have time here. So the imam said, okay. And he started the salah. And the brother thought that they're going to make the salah short. But the imam made the salah very long. First rak'ah, he read the longest surah in the book, Surah Baqarah. Then the imam said, okay, maybe second rak'ah, he will make it short, Qul Allah ahad, inna ta'naka al-kawthar. Then he will. Surah Al-Imran, in the second rak'ah. And the brother who was traveling, you know what happens as a Muslim for non-Muslims, or, you know, especially the white people, when they go to the airport half an hour before the flight, they go straight. In our case, if you're a Muslim or people of color, you have to go 2 days before and check your luggage and, you know, we're going to ask you a couple of questions. You know all this stuff if you travel, especially to the U.S., it's a big problem. So he made the salah very long and the brother was pulling his hair off in the salah, like, I'm going to miss the flight. What is wrong with this guy? So after he finished, the brother took his luggage and he was running. He had one bag and he was running to catch his flight. And the imam made an announcement, will you please wait for just a couple of minutes because I forgot to make wudu. I'm going to make wudu and come back. So the brother actually had a fight with him before he left to the airport. But anyway, the imam could have resolved the issue by just saying, well, I made a mistake. But no, he started to argue. I came and you were rushing me, so I forgot. You were late. Rushing you what? You are already late, right? So instead of arguing, you could just say, well, I made a mistake. I will not do it again. So when it comes to mistakes, people do other mistakes after the mistake. So the first one, when they hide the mistake. So in some cases, someone, you park your car in front of your house or in front of the masjid, and someone will just hit your car and leave. It happened in one case that I was at a masjid, and a brother came to me and he said, well, his car was parked in the masjid, was maybe Salatul Fajr or something, and he went to buy something, he came, and he was the only one in the parking lot. His car was the only one, and you could fit like 200-300 cars in the parking. So this brother came late, he prayed or something, he was leaving, and he hit the car of that brother. He didn't touch it. Sometimes this is what we do. You just touch someone's car, and you realize, and khalas, you get out of your car, it's not a big deal, you leave, khalas. He got over his car, like the back of his car was on the windshield of the brother, right? Terrible driving. But he left. What did the brother do? He went to the idara of the masjid. They saw the surveillance camera. He saw the brother's car. He saw the number, and they found him. And the brother said, well, I didn't see it. Why did you park in front of the door? They argue, right? And he didn't mention it. Like, you could have left your business card or something, but he tried to hide it, hit and run. So this is one type of mistake. It happens in our houses. Someone will just drop a plate or a cup. They'll break it. And they'll just, brush it under the carpet, and they just forget about it. They do the mistake, then they hide it, like nothing happened. The second type is when they do something wrong, and they blame it on someone else. We see it every day in our houses. One of your kids is addicted to Nutella. Okay, they go to the fridge, they open it, they take the Nutella out, they eat it, and you see Nutella all over their face and their clothes. And when they come out, who ate the Nutella? Well, my brother, like, or my sister. What? All over, Nutella all over. And they try to blame someone else, right? There is a beautiful story in Surah Nisa. You know, Zayd ibn Samin, the Jewish man, he was falsely accused of theft. A Muslim man stole the dirah, a shield, and he and his family, they blamed it on this Jewish man. And they tried to influence the Prophet ﷺ and say, how can you rule in favor of a Jew against a Muslim? And the Quran was revealed in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat to announce the innocence of the Jewish man and to put the blame on the Muslim who blamed an innocent person. So standing up for justice. So some people, when they do something wrong, they blame it on someone else. Another type of people, when they make a mistake, they justify it. Well, they sell something haram, they do something wrong, they smoke something wrong, and you ask them, when you catch them, well, they say, everyone is doing it. Everyone is a thief. Or if they don't pray, like they come for Jummah only, or they come for Salat al-Eid, well, I'm better than everyone else. I come to the masjid once a year. I know some people who never come. I'm better than them. They try to justify, right? And this is what happens in the story of Iblis in the Quran. Adam alayhi salam made a mistake. He ate from the tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, don't go there, don't eat from that tree. You have thousands or millions of other trees, you can eat from them. And subhanAllah, this is what happens with some Muslims. You can sell any meat, chicken, beef, whatever, halal, dhabiha, alhamdulillah. Pork is the only meat you cannot sell. But still a lot of Muslims, they tell you, if I don't sell pork, I'm not going to make money. And Allah tells you, you can sell any beverages, water, soda, juice, whatever. The only beverage you're not allowed to sell is alcohol. But this is the only thing they choose to sell, so we repeat the same mistake every day. And we keep blaming Adam alayhi salam, why did you do it? We're suffering here because of you. Well, you are doing the same mistake, so don't blame him. This is Qadarullah, right? So this is what people do. And what makes Shaitan different from Adam alayhi salam? They both made a mistake. Shaitan argued, how can I make sajda to him? I'm better than him. You created me from fire, and you created him from mud. I'm better than him. I should not make sajda. Well, you idiot, the malaika are made of light, and they made sajda. They are better than you. They still made sajda. They obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Adam alayhi salam, when he made the mistake, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. After they made the mistake, they said, Ya Allah, we are wrong. We disobeyed you. We made a mistake. And if you do not forgive us, we will be losers. So they didn't justify. They didn't hide it. They didn't blame it on someone else. They didn't say, well, Shaitan did it. No, they said, Ya Allah, we made a mistake, so forgive us. And immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. So the best type of people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those when they make a mistake, they come back and they say, Ya Allah, we make a mistake, so forgive us. So generally, there are two types of people who make mistakes. Those who justify the mistake, and these are the worst. And the second type, those who say, Ya Allah, yes, we know this is haram. We agree, 100%. We are weak human beings. Forgive us, we apologize. Even if they commit the mistake again and they apologize, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door for them and He will forgive them. Why? Because they don't have the arrogance. They have the humility of apologizing and coming back and saying, Ya Allah, forgive us. So this meaning is very clear in Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the tawbah, the repentance of those who, when they make a mistake, by ignorance or recklessly, they don't know the ruling, or if they know the ruling and they fall into ignorance and they commit the sin, but they come back and they ask Allah for forgiveness, He will forgive them. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the tawbah from those who are entrenched in sin and they are arrogant, they are too proud to ask Allah for forgiveness, but when it is time to die, they are giving up their soul and they see the misery in front of them and the evil of the sins, they say, Ya Allah, I repent now, this is good news. Or those who die as kafir, they committed shirk, at the time of death, the tawbah is not accepted. Like in the story of Pharaoh, Fir'aun and the Musa. You know the story. So we need to come back. We make mistakes, yes, but we need to come back and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. We shouldn't be too arrogant or too proud to say, I apologize. Either to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to human beings. The best of creation apologized. Like the malaika, they apologized to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the prophets, some prophets, they apologized to the people. So in the case of the malaika, there is an authentic hadith. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من موضع أصبعين في السماء إلا وملك قائم أو راكع أو ساجد يعني منذ بدء الخليقة حتى تقوم الساعة فإذا قامت الساعة قالوا سبحانك ربنا ما عبدناك حق عبادتك يعتذرون إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى على التقصير. So the malaika will apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. In this beautiful hadith, it's an authentic hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, in every inch in the heavens, there is an angel who is either making qiyam, tasbih to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or ruku' or sujood, their entire lives, from the beginning of creation until the day of judgment. So when the qiyamah is established for judgment, They will apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, we did not worship you enough. We're talking about maybe millions of years or billions of years. They are making sajda to Allah, making salat. This is the only thing they do. But at the end, Ya Allah, you deserve better from us. We didn't worship you enough. The prophets apologized. Like in the case of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, في الحديث في الصحاح وفي كتب الليسية, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصف الناس لغزوة بدر. وطبعا موقف صعب. 300 واحد من الصحابة مقابل أكثر من 1000 من المشركين, والموقف عصيب والمشكلة كبيرة. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصف الناس ويقول لهم استووا في الصف, استووا في الصف. وأحد الصحابة اسمه سواد واقف كده وخارج من الصف, والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول له ارجع في الصف اتعدل شوية, وهو واقف ما بيتحركش. فطعنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقدح, كان معه عصا صغيرة, فطعنه يعني غمزه بها كذا وقال ارجع في الصف. فوقعت شوية, ما كانش لابس قميص, كان لابس بنطلون عالي شوية فوق السرة, إنما ما كانش لابس قميص. ثم لما انتظم الصف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم راجع إليه وأعطاه القدح وقال يا سواد اقتص مني, يعني اطعني كما طعنتك قبل بدء المعركة. فقال له سواد يا رسول الله أنت لما طعنتني ما كان علي قميص وأنت عليك قميص الآن, فارفع قميصك حتى اقتص منك وأطعنك. وأمام الناس وأمام الصفوف والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتذر له, والموقف صعب والناس يعني الموقف رهيب, الحر والأعداء الكثر وكذا, وأول معركة. فرفع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثوبه حتى اقتص منه سواد, فانكب عليه سواد يحتضنه ويقبل بطنه ويقول يا رسول الله والله ما كنت لأقتص منك, ولكني أردت أن يكون جلدك هو آخر ما يمس جسمي قبل المعركة, حتى لو مت شهيدا يعني هذا اللمس يشفع لي يوم القيامة. So in this authentic hadith and in the books of Sira, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم apologized to one of the Sahaba. His name was Sawad. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was lining up the Muslimun, the believers, before the Battle of Badr. They were vastly outnumbered. We're talking about 300 Muslims, or a little bit more, in front of over 1,000 kuffar, pagans from Mecca. And everyone was stressed out. It's the first battle, and the heat, and the big numbers who are about to fight Muslims. And the Prophet ﷺ was concerned, and he was saying, Ya Allah, if these Muslims are wiped out, no one will worship you on the earth. Ya Allah, support us. So when the Prophet ﷺ was lining up the Sahaba, one of the Sahaba, his name was Sawad, he was in front of the line. He was not lining up with the people. And the Prophet ﷺ was repeating the command, would you please stand in the line? He was standing like this, in front of the line. Would you please stand on the line? No, he didn't move. So the Prophet ﷺ had a small piece of wood in his hand, like miswak. So he poked him with this piece of wood. He like stabbed him. Not hard, but he poked him, like move back. And he pushed it like this. So he went back in the line. A few minutes later, the Prophet ﷺ came before the battle and he said, Ya Sawal, I apologize. I shouldn't have done that. And he gave him the piece of wood and he said, would you please poke me or stab me back, just like I did to you. What Sawad said, he said, Ya Rasulullah, when you poked me or when you stabbed me with this piece of wood, I didn't have a shirt on. He had long pants over his navel, you know, the belly button. I didn't have a shirt. When you stabbed me, I didn't have a shirt. But you have a shirt. Would you please, you know, reveal your belly so I can stab you the same way? This is justice, fairness. So the Prophet ﷺ removed his shirt so the Sahabi can stab him in front of everyone. Like he didn't take him behind the mountain or something, you know, sorry, I'm, you know. No, in front of everyone. I apologized. I shouldn't have done that. Revenge, take revenge. So he said, lift your shirt. So the Prophet ﷺ lifted his shirt and Sawad threw the piece of wood and he hugged the Prophet ﷺ and he started to kiss his belly. Why? Because he said, we're about to fight the kuffar here, and if I die, I want your body to be the last thing I touch before the ma'araka, so this will be shafa'ah for me on the Day of Judgment. But the Prophet ﷺ apologized. Another example, without going into the details, in the story of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, the blind man, عبس وتولى. And so you know the story. He was in the middle of talking to someone, and Abdullah ibn Maktum came. He was already a Muslim. He wanted to learn more. And he kept saying, Ya Rasulullah, teach me this, teach me that. And the Prophet ﷺ was talking to one from the people of Mecca, hopefully that he will accept Islam. And Abdullah ibn Maktum was interrupting all the time. And the ayat were revealed, telling the Prophet ﷺ, you should have given all your attention to this believer, because this man will not believe anyway. You are wasting your time. You should have given him your undivided attention and forget about this man, because he will die kafir. And the Prophet ﷺ eventually, when the ayat were revealed, the Prophet ﷺ apologized to him. So much so that in some narrations, when the Prophet ﷺ met him, or they were in the same gathering, the Prophet ﷺ would take his own shirt and put it on the ground and get Abdullah ibn Maktum to sit on it. And he would say, welcome to the one for whom Allah rebuked me. And on several occasions, although Abdullah ibn Maktum was a man of disability, he couldn't see, the Prophet ﷺ made him his deputy, النائب عنه على المدينة. Every time the Prophet ﷺ, or in some cases, when the Prophet ﷺ traveled outside Medina, he would make him his own deputy. And in the battlefield, he would carry the banner, يحمل الراية, for the Muslim army. So the Prophet ﷺ had a lot of respect for him. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا. سأل الله من فضله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. A lot of people, when they commit a mistake, they refuse to apologize. Why? Because of an ego thing. If the father, for example, makes a mistake, many of us are married and we have kids, and sometimes we make decisions. And whether you ask your kids or your wife for mashura and they give you their humble opinion, you take it or not. But at the end, if you make a mistake without taking their mashura, or if you took their mashura and you did something else and it turned out that you were wrong, some of us will not apologize. Well, I'm the leader of the house. I buy you food. I pay the bills. I have the right to do whatever I want. And you think in the back of your head, if I apologize, this will be a sign of weakness and no one in the house will respect me. My wife will not respect me, my kids will not respect me. Well, this is not true. As I said, the prophets apologized and the angels apologized. The teacher or the imam or the scholar, if they give a fatwa or they teach something and they make a mistake, some of them they're afraid, well, the kids will think that I'm ignorant, I don't know nothing and I make mistakes. So what is wrong with that? People would have lots of respect for you if you say, well, I was not paying attention, I said the wrong thing. Nothing is wrong. And the people who have respect for you, this is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of humility. Leaders and rulers, they make mistakes all the time. If you think about some of our countries back home, I'm not going to mention names, they make mistakes all the time. Failed policies, corruption, theft on the highest levels. I don't think I ever saw a ruler in our countries back home who would come out and I would say, I made this policy or I made this project and it's a failure, we lost billions of dollars, or I have thieves, chores, or whatever in my cabinet. No one will ever do that. People would think, well, what is this? Do you think people would think you're an angel, you don't make mistakes, you don't make rigged and false policies? What's wrong with you? Like in many non-Muslim countries, the rulers will come out and they will apologize. A few years back, Stephen Harper, I don't agree with most of his policies, but at least he had the guts to come out and apologize for the practices against the native Indians, the First Nation. He apologized. He said, we made mistakes, the residential schools, we made a mistake. And some rulers come out and they apologize. There are so many examples, right? People have the courage to come out and apologize. The same way the prophets, the best of human beings in the sight of Allah, they would come out and they apologize, either to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to a human being. Like the example of Adam and Eve, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَ. They came out and they apologized to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we gave the example. The example of Musa alayhi salam, when he killed a man by mistake, he did justify, it was a fight or I killed him unintentionally. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. He said, Ya Allah, I made a mistake. I wronged myself, so forgive me. And immediately, الفاء means التعقيب. That Allah forgave him immediately. In the case, for example, of Yunus عليه السلام, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. When he left his town or city without permission from Allah, he apologized. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. I wronged myself. I made a mistake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Nuh عليه السلام, when he tried to ask Allah, like when his son drowned in Surah Hud, he said, Ya Rabbi, innabni min ahli. You told me that my family will be saved, but my son just drowned. Wa inna wa'adaka al-haq. Your word, your promise is the truth, and you are the best of all judges. You would have saved my son. And Allah said, no, he is not from your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ وَفِي قَرَاءَةٍ دُورِ إِنَّهُ عَمِلَ غَيْرَ صَالِحٌ. He is of unrighteous conduct. He is not from the believing family. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ إِنِّي أَعِظُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Don't ask about anything that you don't have knowledge of. I warn you so you don't fall into ignorance. This is what Allah says. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَن أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ قِيلَ يَا نُوحُ اهْبِطْ بِسَلَامٍ. He apologized. He said, Ya Allah, I made a mistake. If you don't forgive me, I will become a loser. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, descend or disembark from the ship in peace. So he forgave him on the spot. So when you apologize, it's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of humility. And you will be honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sight of the people. We'll continue in the next khutbah, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the power and the courage and the humility to say, I'm sorry every time we make a mistake. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us anything we have done by ignorance, mistake, or forgetfulness. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا دقها وجلها صغيرها وكبيرها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم فإنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sincerity in everything we say and do, to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. وصلي اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وآخر الصلاة.